The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 79 new COVID-19 cases and 0 deaths in its latest update posted November 23. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows: Clearview, 2, 1 youth under 18 years old, and 1 person between 18 and 34 years old. The youth case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the other case is still under investigation. Wasaga Beach, 3, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the other case is still under investigation. Barry, 39, 7 youth under 18 years old, 17 people between 18 and 34 years old, 3 people between 35 and 44 years old, 8 people between 45 and 64 years old, 4 people between 65 and 79 years old. 4 cases are listed as community acquired, 1 outbreak related, and 9 are linked to close contact. The rest of the cases are still under investigation. Springwater, 4, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. All 4 cases are under investigation. Innisfil, 7, 3 youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired, and 2 are linked to close contact transmission. Bradford West Gwillimbury, 3, 1 youth under 18 years old, and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact and the other 2 are still under investigation. Orillia, 7, 3 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. 4 cases are linked to close contact and the rest are under investigation. Oro Medonte, 1, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, whose case is linked to close contact transmission. Midland, 2, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Severn, 3, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old and 2 people between 35 and 44 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact transmission, 1 is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the other is still under investigation. Penetanguishene, 1, 1 youth under 18 years old whose case is still under investigation. Issa, 1, 1 youth under 18 years old whose case is linked to close contact transmission. Muskoka District, 6, 3 people from Bracebridge, 1 person from Georgian Bay Township, and 2 people from Huntsville. Included in the new cases reported today are 41 unvaccinated, 1 partially vaccinated, and 37 fully vaccinated people. There are currently 510 active cases in the region. 28 people from Simcoe County and 1 from Muskoka District are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 15,154 cases of COVID-19 with 14,367 of those cases recovered and 277 cases ending in death. More than 74% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka, including children, have received both doses of vaccine and 77% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. Active outbreaks. Current school outbreaks in Simcoe County include Hewitts Creek Public School, Barry, declared November 22, 3 cases. Tosoronto Central Public School, Everett, declared November 22, 6 cases. ESC Nouvelle Alliance Secondary School, Barry, declared November 19, 2 cases. Esla Karen Secondary School, Penetanguishene, declared November 19, 7 cases. Forest Hill Public School, Midhurst, declared November 19, 3 cases. St. Anne's Elementary School, Penetanguishene, declared November 19, 2 cases. West Bayfield Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 18, 7 cases. Trillium Woods Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 18, 3 cases. Severn Shores Public School, Cumberland Beach, declared November 18, 7 cases. Emma King Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 17, 8 cases. Maple Grove Public School, Barrie, declared November 16, 11 cases. St. Joan of Arc Secondary School, Barrie, declared November 16, 2 cases. St. Marie of the Incarnation, Bradford, declared November 15, 6 cases. Monsignor Clare Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 15, 5 cases. W.C. Little Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 12, 10 cases. Nottawa Elementary School, Clearview Township, declared November 12, 3 cases. Terry Fox Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 10, 7 cases. St. Catherine of Siena Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 1, 11 cases. Other ongoing outbreaks reported in Simcoe County include Mapleview Community Church, Barrie, declared November 4, 27 local cases, with more cases in people who live outside the region. Unnamed Shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 19, 7 cases. Unnamed Shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 1, 26 cases. Unnamed Shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 8, 7 cases. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on November 23. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate weekly incidence rate percent of 12 plus pop. With two doses of vaccine adj Tosarantio 238-225, 2 November 21 2008 84.75.7%, Barrie 5,174, 799,130 the 14th of November 22-3, 370,124 85%, Bradford WG 2,323 2,260 39 the 2nd of November 22 5,321 41 84.7%, Clearview 174,158 the 5th of November 22 1,158 53 83.8%, Collingwood 298,289 the 4th of November 21,208 24 89.2%, ESA 598581 53, November 22 2,481 33.73.9%, Innisfil 1,459 1,409 21 the 1st of November 22 3,539 58 83.5%, Midland 235 220 63, November 22 1,284 38 86.8%, New Tecumseth 1,715 1,676 19 November 24,051 45 79.5%, Aurelia 429,401 9 the 1st of November 22 1,269 30 89.2%, Oromedont 284 270 6 November 22 1,217 21 83.5%, Penetanguishene 250-231-8 November 22 2,594 93 90.6%, Remara 138-132-1 November 21,310 48 85.9%, Severn 113-93-3 November 22, 754-93 84.7%, Springwater 370,355 the 2nd of November 22 1,726 42 90.8%, Tay 142-137-3 November 21,266 54 86.9%, Tiny 157,152 the 2nd of November 16 1,170 N. A 79.2%, Wasaga Beach 364-332-5-4 November 22 1,535 34 85.9%, Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date. Asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital. Weekly COVID-19 incidence rate per 100,000 by municipality for week of November 14. NA indicates fewer than 5 cases in a week.